Well, good morning. It is the last day of April, April 30th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to be picking up in Numbers chapter 7. Then we're going to be reading Psalms 42 and 43, followed by Song of Solomon chapter 5 and Hebrews chapter 5. And so, let's get into the word today. Numbers chapter 7 today. It came to pass on the day that Moses had fully set up the tabernacle and had anointed it and sacrificed it, and all the instruments thereof, both the altar and all the vessels thereof, and had anointed and sanctified them, that the princes of Israel, heads of the houses of their fathers, who were the princes of the tribes, and were over them that were numbered, offered. And they brought their offering before the Lord, 6 covered wagons, and 12 oxen, a wagon for 2 of the princes, and for each one an ox. And they brought them before the tabernacle. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take it of them, that they may be to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. And thou shalt give them unto the Levites, to every man according to his service. And Moses took the wagons and the oxen, and gave them unto the Levites. 2 wagons and 4 oxen he gave unto the sons of Gershon, according to their service, and 4 wagons and 8 oxen he gave unto the sons of Merari, according unto their service, under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. But unto the sons of Kohath he gave none, because the service of the sanctuary belonging unto them was that they should bear upon their shoulders. And the princes offered for dedicating of the altar in that day that it was anointed, even the princes offered their offering before the altar. And the Lord said unto Moses, They shall offer their offering, each prince on his day, for the dedicating of the altar. And he that offered his offering the first day was Nashon the son of Amminadab of the tribe of Judah, and his offering was 1 silver charger, the weight thereof was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them were full of fine flour mingled with oil for the meat offering, 1 spoon of 10 shekels of gold full of incense, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 ram, 5 he goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Nashon, the son of Amminadab. On the second day, Nethaneel, the son of Zuar, prince of Ishkar, did offer, and he offered for his offering 1 silver charger, the weight thereof was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, 1 spoon of gold of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 ram, 5 he goats, 5 lambs of the first year, and this was the offering of Nethaneel the son of Zuar. On the third day, Eliab the son of Helon, prince of the children of Zebulun, did offer, and his offering was 1 silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, 1 kid of the he goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 ram, 5 he goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering Eliab, the son of Helon. On the fourth day, Eleazar, the son of Shedir, prince of the children of Reuben, did offer. His offering was 1 silver charger of the weight of 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 ram, 5 he goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eleazar the son of Shedir. On the fifth day, Shelumiel, the son of Zeroshaddai, prince of the children of Simeon, did offer. His offering was 1 silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meat offering, 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering and for a sacrifice of peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Shelumiel, the son of Zerushaddai. Of the sixth day, Elisaphat, the son of Deuel, prince of the children of Gad offered. His offering was one silver charger of the weight of 130 shekels, a silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Elisaphath, the son of Deuel. Of the seventh day, Elishama, the son of Amihud, the prince of the children of Ephraim, offered. His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Elishama, the son of Amihud. Of the eighth day, offered Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur, prince of the children of Manasseh. His offering was one silver charger of the weight of 130 shekels, one silver bowl of the 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. The ninth day, Abinadab, the son of Gideoni, prince of the children of Benjamin, offered. His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Abinadab, the son of Gideoni. Of the tenth day, Ahiziar, the son of Amishadai, prince of the children of Dan, offered. His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five ram, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Ahiezer, the son of Amishadai. Of the 11th day, Pagiel, the son of Akron, prince of the children of Asher, offered. His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Pagiel, the son of Akron. On the 12th day, Ahira, the son of Enan, prince of the children of Naphtali, offered. His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Ahira, the son of Enan. This was the dedication of the altar in the day when it was anointed by the prince of Israel. 12 chargers of silver, 12 silver bowls, 12 spoons of gold, each charger of silver weighing 130 shekels, each bowl 70, all the silver vessels weighing 2,400 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. The golden spoons were 12 full of the incense weighing 10 shekels apiece after the shekel of the sanctuary. All the gold of the spoons was 120 shekels. All the oxen of the burnt offering were 12 shekels, or 12 bullocks, the rams 12, the lambs of the first year 12, with their meat offering, and the kids of the goats for a sin offering 12. And all the oxen for the sacrifice of the peace offering were 20, and 4 bullocks, the rams 60, the he-goats 60, the lambs of the first year 60. This was the dedication of the altar. After that it was anointed. And when Moses was gone into the tabernacle of the congregation to speak with him, then he heard the voice of one speaking unto him from off the mercy seat that was upon the ark of the testimony from between the two cherubim. And he spake unto him. And that was Numbers chapter 7, one of the longest chapters in the Bible, as a matter of fact. Numbers chapter 7. Let's move on over to Psalm 42. Psalm 42 today. We're going to read Psalm 42 and 43. Psalm 42, to the chief musician, Maskil, for the sons of Korah. As the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat night and day, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holiday. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for a help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me, and therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. And yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, Why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill, into thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. That was Psalms 42 and 43. Let's move on over to Song of Solomon, chapter 5. Song of Solomon, chapter 5. I am come into my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh and my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O my friends. Drink, yea, drink abundantly, O beloved. I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. For my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. I have put off my coat. How shall I put it on? I have washed my feet. How shall I defile them? My beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for me. I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers with sweet-smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved hath withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when I spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. The watchmen that went about the city found me, and they smote me, and they wounded me. The keepers of the wall took away my veil from me. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if ye find my beloved, that ye tell him that I am sick of love. What is thy beloved more than another beloved, O thou fairest among women? What is thy beloved more than another beloved, that thou dost so charge us? My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. His head is as the most fine gold, his locks are bushy, and black as a raven. His eyes are the eyes of doves by the river of waters, washed with milk and fitly set. His cheeks are as the bed of spices, as sweet flowers. His lips are like lilies, dropping sweet-smelling myrrh. His hands are as gold rings set with the beryl. His belly is bright ivory overlaid with sapphires. His legs are as pillars of marble, and yet set upon sockets of fine gold. His countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. His mouth is most sweet, yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. That was Song of Solomon, chapter 5. Let's move on over to Hebrews for our last reading. Hebrews chapter 5 for our final reading today. Hebrews 5. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for God in things pertaining to God, that he might offer both gifts and sacrifices for sin. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, for that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. And by reason here ought he ought, as for the people, so also for himself to offer for sin. And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. And so also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. And he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, and yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, called of God as high priest after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing as ye are dull of hearing. For when by the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need one that teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth unto them that are full of age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Amen. That was our reading today for the last day of April, April 30th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Make sure that you leave a comment or leave a reaction to this video so that I can make sure to count it in my my score there. But that said, why don't we open our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you for another day that you granted to us. But I pray, God, as we just read in Hebrews, Lord, that we would indeed be those who are mature, those who are not reliant upon the milk of the word, but indeed on the meat. Lord, we read 89 verses in Leviticus today, or excuse me, in Numbers chapter 7. Long chapter, almost repetitive. And God, we can be tempted to think to ourselves, what's the point of all of this? But yet, God, you included that in your word. You included such detail. You included it for your purposes and for your way. And Lord, I pray, God, that perhaps maybe we would be inclined today to study that out a little bit more. An area of scripture that we sometimes forget, an area of scripture that we sometimes maybe not understand as well as we ought. Lord, help us to be those who chew on the meat of the word. God, when we get into the meat, Lord, help us not to be those who spit it out and go back to the milk bottle. Lord, help us to just savor every page of scripture, God, no matter how difficult it may be. And so, Lord, convict my heart in that fashion. Help my brothers and sisters. And Lord, I pray, God, that you would just give us a good day in you, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all so much for joining me. One thing I'd ask for prayer for is that we have our painting class tonight. It's kind of turned into something that I, you know, didn't really plan. We got a lot of people coming to it, and I only really planned on doing it once. And here we are doing it, I think, like the third or fourth time. And we got a lot of unchurched folks, folks that are not really a part of Eastford Baptist coming. And so just be praying for that, that we'd be a good testimony and that God would be glorified through all of that. I'm kind of excited about it. Of course, I'm always excited to paint, as you all know. But that said, have a good day. I'll see you guys tomorrow, Lord willing. Bye now.